Claudio Monteverdi is considered the father of opera, but the major opera companies don't stage his work much. Less than a handful of his operas survive, and they don't have the kind of long arias that today's performers are trained to sing. Now the Brooklyn Academy of Music is presenting three Monteverdi operas from the 17th century in the hope that the exposure might help the composer's work catch on. David Darcy reports.
In the coronation of Poppaea, the Roman Emperor Nero banishes his empress and chooses a new one, the ambitious young courtesan Poppaea. Treachery triumphs over good in a cynical age. It's timely, but René Jacobs, a conductor who staged and performed in Monteverdi operas, says there's another reason why the composer's catching on with younger audiences.
When you see conventional productions where the singer is just standing in front of the stage, and there is a long aria that interrupts the action for 15 minutes or something, and the role of a young girl is sung by a fat soprano of 52 years old, I can imagine that young people say, what is this, you know?
What's on stage now at the Brooklyn Academy of Music is a Dutch production with a Japanese costume designer who's dressed the characters to look like a combination of ancient Rome and Star Wars. Next week, the Chicago Opera Theater performs Monteverdi's Orfeo in modern dress. Last week, American conductor William Christie led a bare-boned Parisian production of Ulysses, Monteverdi's version of Homer's epic. It was staged on a dirt floor by the director of the Royal Shakespeare Company. The opera featured two young singers from the former Yugoslavia. Alto Marijana Mijanović, who left Serbia to study opera in Holland during the war, says the role of Ulysses' wife, Penelope, who waits for her husband to return from war, may appeal to an audience more accustomed to drama than to opera.
It's like a theater piece. There is no standing and singing with one emotion which is prolonged in 10 minutes. The emotions are moving all the time, and you have to live with what is there in the text.
In fact, says René Jacobs, Monteverdi never thought he was writing opera. The art form barely existed back then. He thought he was reviving Greek tragedy, which meant his singers had to be actors.
Modern singers are trained to sing and to project a big voice. And there they should think about what Monteverdi said, that the drama is the mistress of the music. So that in those recitatives, it's more important for them to sing less and to speak more.
In each production, the orchestra is small, lute, harp, strings, and an occasional horn. The conductor, like William Christie, sits at the harpsichord.
This doesn't need a conductor. What this needs is someone in the pit hanging on every word. You see, which means essentially that what we're saying is that it's the singer who conducts.
That's because the scores that remain are really sketches, says conductor and scholar René Jacobs, not the elaborate compositions of later opera.
It's like the sketch of a painting of Rubens. Sometimes we like the sketch more than the painting, actually, because the sketch was made by Rubens. The painting was made by his atelier. And that sketch has to be colored and filled in by those instruments. And every evening will be a little bit different evening, because it's improvised, because it's not all written by the composer.
And that's the key to Monteverdi, says Pierre Audi, who staged the coronation of Poppea, which has been described as the most beautiful music ever written for opera's most loathsome characters. Don't think Mozart, he says. Think Shakespeare.
There's something very similar in Shakespeare. I mean, some of the most evil characters in Shakespeare have to speak the most beautiful verse ever written. And that's because a great dramatist is somebody who is considering not just the surface of what he or she is writing, but the subtext and all the layers of nuance that a great actor or singer can bring to that. And so, of course, Monteverdi knew very well that when he wrote the famous final duet, if he is the author of it, because that's even disputed, that 3 months later, Nero was going to kick the pregnant Poppea in the stomach. And, of course, the irony is to make them sing this extraordinary music.
The 3 Monteverdi productions at the Brooklyn Academy of Music have all been presented before by these companies, and they've all been successful. Those involved say audiences have asked for more. But Orfeo, The Coronation of Poppea, and Ulysses are the only 3 relatively complete Monteverdi operas out of more than a dozen that he wrote that survive. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.